B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
All right.
It's a new episode of Mani, Roy, and Loren. Big show. $1,000 with the Kiss cash code. We got Renaissance Festival tickets. A lot of fun stuff today.
There you go, brother.
Yep. There you go. Loren caught me staring at her a minute ago before we went on the air. Turned on the mics.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know. It's a lot. There's a lot going on with your shirt.
I knew it. You give nothing. I knew it.
What's wrong with her shirt? She's worn it before.
Wrong with it. Nothing's wrong with it. There's a lot going on. There's a camo pattern around the arms and the neck.
On the sleeve.
And then there's gray. And then there's a glitter pocket.
The sequins pocket.
Yeah. And that's all. It's just...
Yeah.
I just hadn't seen you all morning because I've been looking down, and then I looked up, and I was like, camouflage, gray, sequins.
Yeah. You know, I like to keep my camo glam.
Glammo.
Glammo.
Lauren wears glammo. Let the military know we're going to be giving them new glammo outfits. Oh, man. How about your day in 30 seconds, Lauren, since we're chatting about you? What's going on in your world?
You know, I'm sitting here going, I really cannot remember what I did yesterday. Like, I did so much, but nothing was significant.
That's good.
I'm just working on my son's party for Saturday, and there is nothing else, like, significant going on in my life. I cleaned up a little bit. I did some laundry. My house was a disaster, but I did nothing that I could tell you yesterday.
Yeah. And you asked me for a table. I have a folding table for you, and I went to put it in my truck today. And then, but there were so many spider webs and stuff. I'll just bring it later.
Thanks for sparing me.
I didn't want to get into spider killing this early in the morning.
Okay.
You know. What about you, Roy? What did you do yesterday?
I had my first therapy session in a long time yesterday.
Cool. How was it? Oh, can you talk about it?
Yeah, I could talk about it. It was very in depth. She asked a lot of questions to the point, like. I then was at home watching TV and very emotional.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about all the questions. First session, she went really deep, like all the way back to the childhood. I was like, can we scrape off like what's happening now and then go back?
And you want a little ice breaking before you get into the whole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 minutes, man. Felt like 5 hours in that room.
Is our time up yet?
Do you learn a little bit about your therapist before? Does she tell you or he tell you a little bit about themselves before you start?
We didn't get that far. I don't know anything about this woman. I'm sure I'll learn more.
Yeah.
Because we have another session next week.
Well, and I know, like, yesterday you were like, I really hope I click with her.
Yes.
But it sounds like you did all the talking.
Right. I have no clue about who she is. So I have to still get to know her. But it was my first time of therapy in a while, which is really good.
Did Lauren and I come up at all? Or
I'm
you
sure
two
we did.
And Sterling did. And then I told Sterling. Sterling's my boyfriend, if you're listening and you don't know who he is. I told Sterling, I'm like, I talked about you, but I can't talk about what I talked about you.
That's nice.
Just to mess with him.
I'm sure he loves that.
Just to mess with him.
My wife and I do marriage counseling, like one-hour sessions, but we used to go to her, and now because we have the baby on Friday with no child care, we do video sessions. So we sit on our own couch and do a video session.
That's what we need.
It's really nice, because back when I was in therapy years ago, it was very, you just showed up, and like this therapist, like you could text her.
Yeah, that's
she's
what she
pretty
says too.
Accessible, which before that wasn't a thing.
Although my therapist, the last time we talked to her, she said, all right, so I'll be off to Italy and Greece. Text me if you need me.
You're like, we're paying you way too much.
Yes. That's a good point, too. My other point was like, thanks for the offer, but no, we're not going to bother you while you're on your trip.
Yeah.
All you have to do when you're in Italy is make sure you take the same limo company that Loren is apparently advertising for that she had no idea. If you missed that story, y'all, check it out on the podcast from Monday.
Somebody snatched up a photo of me and my husband.
Yeah, and they're using Loren and Dallas's likeness for their company, which was hilarious, but... So my day in 30 seconds, it was kind of scary, y'all. So Dean goes to aftercare. I don't want to say where he goes, but he goes to aftercare, not at the school. So he gets on a bus and goes to a place, and I went to pick him up at that place, and they said that he wasn't there today. He was at the other office.
Why?
Because he's taking like a cooking class, and the cooking kitchen is at the other place. So I got in the car. I got back in the car. I went over to the other place, and I'm at this other place for like 20 minutes, y'all, and it was so scary. They couldn't.
Did they not find him?
They didn't. They couldn't pinpoint exactly where he was.
Oh my God, and that blows my mind.
Is that his last day of aftercare?
No, because we figured it out. It was my first week at the with the new system.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was just kind of. It's kind of scary when they're on the walkie-talkies and they're like, we're looking for Dean, you know, and then you hear someone go, he walked, they took him out 20 minutes ago. So I knew he was with someone. It wasn't like he meandered off.
And he was at that facility.
Or the other location. Loren, so I ended up having to go back to the place I first went to because he got back on the bus and went back there.
Nuh-uh.
Oh. So it was just kind of hectic, and we figured it out, but Amanda's going, what the heck's going on? You should have been home like 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, because you're just picking him up. I was like, no, I went to the wrong place, you know?
Now, do you tell, do you go in depth of what happened, or do you not tell your wife what happened afraid of freaking her out?
But did Dean even know?
Dean understood because he's going to do what they tell him. They're like, hey, buddy, we're getting on the bus and we're going to place B. Then we're going to get back on the bus and go back to place A.
Right. But did Dean understand that, like, you were upset and, like, freaked out?
I told him. I was like, buddy, I didn't know where you were. But he was safe the whole time. It's not like he did anything wrong.
Yeah.
He stayed with the counselors, the after school care counselors and all that stuff. So I just had to figure it out. But it was like just, you know, you're like, okay, I'll find him. And you open this door and they don't have him.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find him. You open this door. They don't have him. I'm going to go, oh, he's at the other location. So you're like, okay, great. You get to the other location. You macho walk down the hallway. You're going to pick up your boy. And all of a sudden they're like, he's not here.
And how far apart are these two locations?
Not far.
Okay.
5 minutes.
All right.
Yeah. So, but now it's all, we have it all figured out. That Monday was our first day, and then yesterday, so now we have it all figured out.
Okay.
He's off today. I don't know if CMS is off, but Union County schools are off today. CMS off today, Trevor, you know? Aren't you dating a teacher?
Whoa.
Yeah, but I think your school would go off CMS too, right? Don't
UNCC?
Colleges go off?
Nah, no? Typically no. They do their own thing. They're never in. In fact, my nanny's son who goes to Clemson is already back for fall break.
Wow.
I'm paying $40,000 a year for him to be on fall break? I don't think so, Charlie.
I thought they did fall break around Thanksgiving.
I don't know. He's off next week. Maybe. Okay, so that's our days in 30 seconds or more. We are the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Up next, so I got to tell you guys, you give me a lot of crap for this, but I just found an article right here, Roy. I'm going to let you read it coming up around 6:18 this morning. Because it seems, Loren, like 45% of the people are doing the same gross thing as I'm doing.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll discuss coming up. Don't go anywhere. You got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Now, I gave Roy the article, but he's not here.
I think he went to...
Where'd he go?
I think he went to make breakfast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think he realized how long that was going to take.
He's usually really good with time, but... I was going to have him read the article, Loren, but he doesn't even need to be here. I saw the number, I saw the article, and I handed it over to him.
Okay.
You know how you guys give me crap because sometimes I wear my boxers 2 days in a row?
Yes, well, that's disgusting.
A new study out says that 45% of Americans have said they've done this more than once, wear the same pair of boxers.
And I'm judging you all.
Now, reasons are different. Reasons are different. Some say that they lost their luggage. And they couldn't do anything except go buy new underwear. They didn't have time to, so they had to do the same thing.
Okay.
And then other people are like me. They just didn't do any activity, and there was no need to change the boxers.
You're still, like, your skin releases, like, dead cells and everything else. And when you go to the bathroom, it's not like you guys wipe.
We do. What are you talking about?
Shake.
You want to see something?
Put it all back.
Hold on, I'm gonna show you something.
I don't want to see.
No, I'm gonna show you. I'm pulling
my
pants down.
See your underwear, Manny. You love to get naked in this studio.
Look at these. Check out these boxers.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. This is against my better judgment.
Describe these for everybody.
I can't see.
Okay, now these are new. I put them on today.
Okay, they're like an evergreen. I can definitely see your crack through those.
Do you see the hole?
No, but they're very thin.
Yeah, they're very thin. Where's my hole? Hold on.
Don't need to see this.
Look
He's been... Okay, I see. There is a hole, like, a little farther back than it needs to be, and I saw way more than I needed to. Thank you.
These are really expensive Tommy John boxers, and they're I put them on today, and they ripped.
Oh, that's not by design. I thought you were showing me, like, some
new invention
Tommy John came out with, like, a different hole for you to decide which one you wanted to use. I don't know.
You never have to take off your underwear. We've developed enough holes.
Yeah, it's not like the old outhouse pants. Remember the old people back in the 1800s wore the outhouse pants?
Yeah, with just the little flap in the back?
Yeah,
That's what I thought you were showing
me. No, these ripped when I put them on today. So I got to So now I'm down another pair of boxers. Boxer briefs is what I wear. But anyway, 45% of people agree with me that, yes, it's okay, and they admit that they've done it, worn boxers 2 days in a row.
I've never done that in my entire life.
Well, you're missing out.
I think there's a lot of junk that grows.
How many pairs of boxers do you think you have in your drawer?
Well, right now, not many because of laundry, but probably I have, like, you know, a week and a half worth.
No, so, like, 7 pair?
I have maybe, like, 10.
Oh, 10? Yeah. See, I don't have 10.
What do you mean you don't have 10 pairs of underwear?
No
do
way.
Guys not have a ton of underwear?
I don't. Trevor, clever Trevor, our video intern, how many do you have, do you think? Get on that mic real quick.
I probably have around 15.
15?
15?
That still doesn't sound like a lot to me.
That's a lot.
How many do you have?
6?
You can't even get through a week?
That's because he buys Tommy John's and he can't afford more than 6.
They're expensive, but I'm very picky about what goes on the undercarriage.
But you'll wear it for days.
I will. All right. Anyway, don't be mad at the 45% of us that wear it at least twice a day.
I'm not. I'm just judging you.
Right.
I'm not mad.
All right, go ahead, Lorraine. What do you got coming up in the dirty? Let's get to it.
All right. So, Bachelor Pete, the brand new Bachelor, had a little mishap and needed surgery on his face before filming started. I'll tell you what happened and his condition coming up in the dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
New Bachelor Pete is already dealing with drama ahead of his January 2020 premiere of his season of The Bachelor. And the star, while he was in Costa Rica, he was having to be transported 2 hours away after he fell on a golf course with 2 glasses in his hands and glass cut his face.
Oh, no.
So he was rushed 2 hours away for the surgery. And, no, by the way, in Costa Rica, you're having surgery. Like, this is not, like, you know, on the mend. Anyway, he needed 22 stitches in his face. He is on the mend. And, ladies, I'm happy to report that it should not mess up his face.
Okay.
Liam Hemsworth is doing much better after Miley Cyrus, their split. He's focused on his best life now. He's recovered from the pain, and he's finally come to terms that they are moving in different directions.
Thank you, Loretta.
You don't need to be there for him, is what they're saying.
No, I do. Okay. He's just not ready to date yet, so I'm not, like, pushing there. When he's ready, he'll let me know.
Coming up in just about 8 minutes, this was trending on Twitter. It's, thanks, blank, you ruined my name. So it's people who are mad because something happened to their name.
We're like Karen?
We'll talk about it coming up in just about 8 minutes. It's pretty funny.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Somebody on Twitter asked, what piece of pop culture ruined your name? And a lot of people were tweeting back. In fact, I got 30,000 responses. So if you can safely do so, we have a couple minutes here to jump on the phone at 704-570-9595. Give us a call if something in pop culture ruined your name.
Like, maybe your name's Katrina, and you're like, oh, here we go.
Or Becky, Becky with the good hair.
Oh, yeah. Becky, Katrina, right, from the hurricane.
Yeah.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen's the layup.
So a couple of people, this is so funny, like, somebody says, somebody puts a gif of, like, the Steve Carell, like, looking mad, and their name is Justin Kieber. K-I-E-B-E-R.
Oh, so close to Justin Bieber.
Yeah. There's other funny ones. Oh, Monica Lewinsky goes, can I even play?
Yeah.
Somebody named Zelda put their name down. Zelda Johnson.
What's the pop culture reference to that?
Like Nintendo?
Yeah.
Zelda?
Zelda's an old Nintendo game. Yeah. Let's see. Here's a funny one, too. My name is Austin Porter. You can imagine my jokes with Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Aaron Balder says, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, from the Key and Peele bit. Yep. Yeah.
For sure.
Let's see. There's so many of them that come through. my parents named me Tiger because in 2006 they were so proud of Tiger Woods. And then in 2010, Tiger had something bad happen and they changed my name.
They changed it? Mm-hmm. To what? Oh,
wow. But he still has Tiger. His Insta name is used to be Tiger.
Used to be Tiger.
Interesting.
somebody's name is Tony and they put Tony the Tiger. A lot of people named Luke and they all have Star Wars references.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Let's talk with Lacey in Charlotte. Hey, Lacey.
I have two actually. My maiden name is Lacey Peterson. I don't know if you've ever heard about the murder scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I get, aren't you dead all the time?
I was obsessed with that case.
Yeah, you can imagine I was glad when I got married and my name changed.
Please tell me you didn't marry a Scott.
Nope. His name's Michael. and then the other one is, it's from a song and they have Stacy's mom.
Mm-hmm.
I always had an attractive mom, so it always got changed to Lacey's mom.
That's funny, Lacey. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Somebody named Fabio Del Rio posted and put a picture of Fabio up there.
That's a tough act to follow.
860 texted in and said ISIS speaks for itself.
Oh, yeah. Here's a George Bush out of Seattle.
Let's talk with Stormy in Gastonia. Hey, Stormy.
Hey.
What pop culture thing ruined your name?
Stormy Daniels.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone comments on it.
Is your last name Daniels?
No, it's not.
Okay,
but
good.
Everyone's like, oh, you're totally with Trump and blah, blah, blah.
That's right. And you say yes, and I'm available for interviews for a small fee. Thanks, Stormy.
No, I haven't.
All right, thank you.
Here's another one. How did we not talk about this yet? Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Yeah. Yep. And then, there are just so many of these. This is actually really funny. We'll retweet these out. You guys can go look at them yourself.
A lot of DMs are pouring into the studio as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's see here. Someone says that a DM, my name's Rudy. I guess with Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yeah, or the movie Rudy Roy.
Oh, is that what he's saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. You can tell I'm up to date on pop culture.
Here's another. Oh, my God. There's a lot of these are dirty, like you can't even say them.
Yeah.
Justin Time. It's T-Y-M-E, and his first name is Justin. Come on, how do you get, like, let's take roll call. Justin Time. Justin Time. He's late. He's never here on time, actually.
Dora, right. Somebody said they sing the Dora theme song to their coworker.
That's torture. All right, keep them coming. We'll retweet that at the MRL show on Twitter. So we got some tickets to give away to the Renaissance Festival. We got four tickets. It's a four-pack, and we like doing this. We'll get caller number 9 coming up here just after our commercial break. So give us about 5 minutes. We'll ask for caller number 9, and then we're going to play the Did We Pitch This Idea game. Because this is what happens. We all go back to our office. We sit there. We kick around ideas for different things. And then we send it off to corporate, where an attorney who spent most of their life going to school studying law has to say yes or no to our ideas.
And our ideas are really stupid, as you're going to find out. So did we pitch it? If you can guess it right, then you're going to win these Renaissance Festival tickets. It's coming up in 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Wren Morning Show, and we want to hook you up with Renaissance Festival tickets. Carolina Wren Fest happening right now through the November 24th. Open up Saturdays and Sundays.
We're actually going to be up there at the Renaissance Festival on November 9th hanging out, so we love doing that. We're going to play a little game with caller number 9. Who is that, Roy?
Yeah, is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Where are you calling us from, Kelly? Kelly?
I'm from Shelby.
Kelly and Shelby. All right, so we're going to play a fun game. You know, we pitch a lot of ideas, you know, to entertain you.
They're not all great.
And they're not all great. There's an attorney that went to a very expensive law school, and they got to sit there and approve or deny our requests.
Okay.
So it's our idea to come up with these crazy ideas. In fact, they ask us to do that, and then we pitch them, and here we go. You have to decide whether or not we pitch this idea, if it was real or fake, okay?
Okay.
All right, so first things first, we'll start here. Diplo's coming to the Gravediggers Ball on October 26th, uptown for the Gravediggers Ball, the biggest Halloween party on the East Coast. Did we pitch the idea to take a dip with Diplo in a spa as a contest?
Sounds like something you guys would do.
Take a dip with Diplo. Was that actually pitched? It
Yeah.
Was pitched.
Yeah, we pitched it and they got rejected.
But our boss loved the idea.
I like where you're going with this.
Evidently, evidently liability issues by putting listeners in hot tubs.
Did we pitch the idea? You know, we love to bust cheaters with War of the Roses. So one person wanted to get revenge on a cheater who was an ex. So we came up with the idea. It was called Screw Over Your Ex, where we were going to rent a helicopter and then put the person who got cheated on in the helicopter with a male dancer and fly the helicopter over the cheater's work. It's called Screw Over Your Ex. Did we pitch that or not?
No.
Yeah, we wanted to.
Yeah, we pitched it. That was a real idea that we put to paper.
Yeah, we did do that.
Even we knew that wasn't going to get through.
Yeah.
How about this one? Run over your foot for front row tickets. Roy was going to get in the station vehicle. We were going to line up listeners and see as close as we can get with the tire before they said no. Basically, almost like chicken, but run over your foot for front row tickets. Was that pitched or not?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, even we're smart enough to know that that's not going to work.
We would never try to purposely hurt our listeners.
No.
Well, let me star that one for us. All right, the last one. Roy the Human Pinata. You know, we love celebrating Cinco de Mayo. And we wanted to dress Roy up like a giant pinata and rent a crane and then have listeners come down, use a bat, and break them open and let candy fly out. Roy the Human Pinata, pitched or not?
Well, if you didn't, you should have. but I'm going to say no. No, you didn't.
That is incorrect. We pitched it, and it did not get past our attorneys at all.
Actually, I feel like we had the crane and everything, and then last minute it got pulled from us, remember?
Yeah. Yep.
We contacted the fire department. They were going to get us the harness. They were going to be there for safety.
And by the way, when we called the fire department and said, hey, listen, it got pulled at the last second, they were like, oh, thank you. We did not.
we
did not think this was safe at all. They for sure thought they were taking me to the hospital.
But they were totally amused to come watch it, that's for sure. All right. Congratulations, Kelly and Shelby. You got the tickets. There you go. Thanks a lot for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, hold on a second. The other one that we had written down was...
The duck poop one?
No.
Oh. That one.
That one happened. Yeah. One that has been sitting on our list that we haven't pitched yet is Guess the Creepy Coworker.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't pitched that one yet. We just like the title. All right, we got more MRL show coming up after 7. Something good for you. Hang out.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show. If you listened to your parents, you would have never done what? 704-570-9595. I probably would have never left my hometown.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much so. Back in my hometown, it's like you stayed there. It was like prison. You're not supposed to leave.
Prison's a little aggressive.
Kind of. No one in my graduating class, like not many people moved away. It wasn't like a thing you did.
Yeah. There's a whole world outside of this zip code. Well, mine is hilarious because a lot of people have the opposite. But if I listened to my parents, I would have never gotten married and had kids.
And you're still happily married, and you've got two beautiful children.
Love them to death. But when we announced I was getting married, my mom goes, well, I hope you know your life's over. And then you're now living for two people. And then when we had kids, she goes, well, nah, that's good. Now you won't be able to go out again.
It's funny you say that, Manny. 704 just texted us and said, if I would have listened to my parents, I never would have married my ex-husband. God, why didn't I listen?
Let's talk with Hannah and Raquel. Hey, Hannah.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, if you listened to your parents, you would have never done what?
I never would have moved down to Charlotte from Vermont when I was 19.
Oh, that's young.
Yeah, well, yeah. I moved down. Well, I was wanting to start to move down when I was 17, but I ended up being 19. And then the funniest thing is everybody else followed me. So they ended up moving down to, like, Raleigh area, and my mom's in, like, Asheville area.
So. What made you want to come down to Charlotte? Because typically it's people's work.
I have friends down here.
Okay.
And when you're 19, you're like, YOLO, let's get out of the state kind of thing.
Yeah. And Vermont's such a pretty state.
It is, but it's not pretty to live in. It's pretty to, like,
visit.
But, like, everybody knows everybody else, and everybody.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Roy's hometown. Like,
yeah.
You're just kind of there. And, like, there's a lot of people who never leave the state ever, even to vacation.
Yeah.
So just moving down here, there was like so much more opportunity down here.
Morning radio's way better down here, Hannah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Morning radio down there is up there is like maybe two stations if you're lucky, and they're not very good.
Chainsaw the boomer here. All right, Hannah.
So, anyway, thank you.
You got it. Thanks for calling in.
Some text messages coming into the studio. I would have never joined the military if I would have listened to my parents.
Yay, love that.
I would have never gone skydiving. Let's see.
Oh, here's someone that said, 808 said I would have never moved to Hawaii for 5 years.
Wow. Yeah, if I ever moved, and it was, I think my mom would have a heart attack if I moved where there's like a body of water between her and me.
Oh, really?
I do not think she would handle that well at all. At all.
I mean, well, I guess now you're just a car ride away.
Oh, yeah. I'm a car ride away. Anything when it turns into a plane ride away, I think she's going
to
flip.
What's the threshold your mom would let you move to? Because this is like 2.5 hours.
I don't know. Luckily, she's like my mom's the biggest advocate of us not getting fired because she doesn't want me to leave. I'm pretty sure she'll buy advertising for a company that doesn't exist if it means for that I could stay in Charlotte.
My dad was so different. Like in college, my dad was like, "Go away! Like go to the, I'll pay for you to go to the University of Hawaii," or like he wanted my brothers to go to like UCLA or Arizona.
It's really good.
I mean, I didn't have the grades to get into any of those schools, so I went locally. But, you know, and my mom, she just was like okay with it. But then I found out later on, you know, it upset her that we were so far away. But my dad never wanted to hold anybody back.
Yeah.
As an airline pilot, though, he got to see the world, and he was kind of like, go see the world.
Yeah.
You know? So, all right, Lauren, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So, Mariah Carey says that she doesn't have meltdowns. She has this, and her therapist came up with the term. I'll tell you what it is. Mm. Coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Roy mentioned he went to therapy. I wonder if it's the same thing.
I might have the same term.
All right.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Mariah Carey admits that maybe she's a little passionate about life. And in an interview with Variety magazine for their Most Powerful Women issue, she says that during the time where she was kind of having breakdowns, quote unquote, she said the press made more of it than actually what it was. She says that it was an emotional and physical breakdown. It was not a nervous breakdown because you can't really come back from those. And even her therapist said that her meltdowns were just, quote unquote, diva fits that people couldn't handle. She's not having a meltdown, people. She's just having a diva fit.
I like the diva fit word.
I do, too.
Roy has those.
My therapist says.
She says she'll save all the juicy details, though, for her memoir, which should be out in 2020. Not early 2020, but sometime in 2020. And she's obsessed with writing right now. So fans will be able to see that soon enough. And it has been 10 years since we watched Jim and Pam tie the knot on The Office.
Oh,
and I
really?
Know you guys all love The Office. Now, yeah. I never really got into it, but apparently there was an alternate storyline for Jim and Pam's wedding that her ex-boyfriend was going to jump in, Roy, I guess, the old bad boyfriend.
Yeah.
And he was going to ride into the church on a horse to object to the nuptials.
Oh, I'm glad that didn't happen, because them coming down the aisle to this song was way better than that.
Yeah, wait, so there's more.
Oh.
The episode director also said that he was going to have Dwight get on the horse and ride into the falls. And then when they sat down at the table read, all the actors and the staff went crazy on him and was like, no, you
Hang
can't
on.
Ruin Jim and Pam's wedding with a horse.
And they were going to get Dwight to hop on the horse and then ride over Niagara Falls?
I guess ride into the falls? I don't know.
That's like jumping the shark.
Oh my gosh.
They said it was just going to happen like in the background during the actual wedding.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can see Dwight being like, I got this. I know how to ride a horse.
I think a lot of people are happy that that didn't happen, yeah. Including the staff and actors.
They actually left the wedding and the rest of the office staff was there.
Yeah. I remember that.
All right. So the Jonas Brothers.
Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
You're moving on so fast?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, Lorraine.
Okay.
How can you move away from 2007 so quickly?
I'm sorry. Listen, I never really got into The Office. I know you guys are all hung up on it, but it's been 10 years, okay?
Go ahead. What's going on with the Jonas Brothers?
All right. So the Jonas Brothers sat down with Ellen. And have you guys seen Chasing Happiness yet?
No.
Okay. Yes.
So I sat down and watched it. And it really goes into details about, like, how the band broke up and how Nick feels responsible for it.
It's their documentary. country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe on Ellen also said that he wasn't so quick to forgive Nick.
I wasn't so quick to forgive Nick just yet. But we worked through it. And ultimately, I miss being on stage with these guys. It's so special and so fun. And there's a magic that happens when we get up there and perform together that it's hard to repeat or recreate. So it felt...
Yeah, I mean, that's clear in that documentary when they all go to meet each other.
Yeah.
They work it out.
I like the part where they're sitting around. If you haven't seen the documentary, they're like sitting around an apartment or, you know, a kitchen or something. And they're doing like shot for shot, like kind of a never have I ever game. And that's where a lot is revealed in there. But you can tell, like, it's just it really, and yes, they're brothers, but there is a brotherhood between them, like a love hate, you know.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Well, mark me down as one of the ones that's excited for November 20th when they come to the Spectrum Center.
Me too. I love you, Nick! You know they put pictures up of, like, all the fans and their signs afterwards?
That's cool.
Like, you gotta bring a sign.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's rumors that Coldplay will have new music coming out. Ooh. They are going to be releasing two records. Now, one is going to be an experimental record, and that should be out next month. Then there's going to be another mainstream album that is expected to be released sometime next year.
Lorenz Dirty, including The Office and Coldplay. My God, it is 2007.
Seriously.
And we played Forever by Chris Brown.
Right? But they probably will be on tour in 2020 when the next album arrives. So if you're excited about that, there you go.
In other news, Missy Elliott.
She was relevant this year, too. All right, so Blake and Gwen Stefani, they've bought a house together, but they're not living in it yet because she's got her residency coming up in Vegas, which is why she's not doing The Voice, and the house is being renovated, so they are renting a home in Bel Air.
All right, Lady Gaga and Beyonce coming up. Telephone.
Yes, seriously. Poker face. All right, let's play Can't Beat Lorenz, 704-570-9595. She's got six wins. Call now, take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Hey, Caitlin. Welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
I'm excited, but why don't you go ahead and get out of the studio?
Ooh, okay. All business. I see you, Caitlin.
Lorenz, putting her headphones down, walking out of the studio. The door is open, and... it is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Caitlin, our second Rock Hill player this week. Here we go. Miley Cyrus is home healing after being hospitalized for tonsillitis with her rumored new man at her side, who is from the same country as her ex-husband. What country does Miley tend to date from?
Australia.
And the new bachelor, Pete Weber, required emergency surgery after a fall just one day before he was set to meet his dates in Costa Rica. How many seasons of The Bachelor are there? 23, 18, or 26?
23.
Question number three. Today is Pam and Jim's 10th anniversary of The Office. The Office featured a boss named Michael Scott, played by what actor?
Steve Carell.
What comedian and talk show host is receiving backlash for spending time with a former president, in which she responded by stating... when I said to be kind to everyone, I mean be kind to everyone. Who is that?
Ellen DeGeneres.
And question five, English musician, singer, and songwriter John Lennon would have turned 79 today. He's mostly known for being a member of what iconic band?
The Beatles.
All right, come on in, Lorenz.
Lorenz, it is going to be a tough battle. We're not going to tell you if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question one. Miley Cyrus is home healing after being hospitalized for tonsillitis with her rumored new man on her side, who's from the same country as her ex-husband. What country does she tend to date guys from?
Australia.
The new bachelor, Pete Weber, required emergency surgery after a fall just one day before he was set to meet his dates in Costa Rica. How many seasons of The Bachelor are there? 23, 18, or 26?
26.
Question three. Today is Pam and Jim's 10th anniversary. The Office featured a boss named Michael Scott, played by whom?
Steve Carell.
Question four. What comedian and talk show host is receiving backlash for spending time with a former president, which he responded by stating, when I say be kind to everyone, I mean be kind to everyone.
Ellen.
And question five. English musician, singer, and songwriter John Lennon would have turned 79 today. He's mostly known for being a member of what iconic band?
The Beatles.
How do you think you did?
I have no idea about The Bachelor one. I just know that there's a million flipping seasons of it.
Lorenz, up against Caitlin and Raquel, you have... now 0 wins because you lost. It is not 26 seasons.
Is it 23?
It is 23. So, Caitlin, you won. Can't beat Lamarette.
Caitlin, congratulations. You're so quiet for a
Thank
win.
Thank you.
Yes, Caitlin, 23. Now, that was a really good guess, right?
Yeah, it was a total guess.
Oh, man. All right. Caitlin, scream it from the rooftops. You can beat Loren.
I know. I've played so many times, and this is my first win, so, yay.
Congratulations. And, Loren, you're right. When you lose, you tend to lose, like, quickly next back-to-back.
I know. But, like, who really knows how many seasons of The Bachelor there are? Like, Caitlin clearly guessed, too, you know?
Well, she did, of course, but she guessed right. That's part of the game.
Hey, I got to give it to you. You did guess right.
All right, hold on, Caitlin. We're going to hook you up with a nice gift from Sona Med Spa and Dermatology, okay?
All right. I can't
believe 8,000 seasons wasn't an option.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So I got to tell you, my partner Sterling, he did something with his family, and I'm like, that's such a Kardashian thing. Like, there's no way my family would have ever done that.
The average family never does this?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're going to tell me, Roy, you're crazy. It's just because you're from a small town. Let's find out. I'll tell you what happened coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Show's number one in music station. It's Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just, you know, I'm from a small town in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and we just didn't do that where we are. So please call in 704-570-9595. But Sterling, my partner, he went back home to New Jersey for the most Kardashian thing ever, I think. He went home for a family portrait.
Like, to take, like, a photo shoot?
Yeah, a photo shoot. He went back to a family portrait. Like, evidently, I think his parents won some studio time with a photographer in some contest.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone went back home, and they did a big photo shoot where they were all dressed up.
Four of them?
Yeah, there's four of them. And, like, for my family, that is not a thing. Like, I think the only time we have family portraits was like when I was with Santa Claus. It was on a Polaroid that we got at the mall. You know,
you don't have any family photos?
I don't think
like
so.
Studio quality?
Maybe I don't think one. We did either growing up, honestly.
Oh, but you're making up for it now.
I'm making up for lost time. Clearly, I don't think there's anything strange about that, especially now in the age of like everybody sends out a photo of their family for
Christmas,
the holidays.
And holidays, yeah.
Yeah. So it's probably something that they want. But yeah, growing up, I grew up in, you know, Pittsburgh before we moved to Florida, but that wasn't a thing. Like, you didn't take family photos like that.
But let me back up for a minute. Sterling specifically went to New Jersey. It wasn't like he went to New Jersey because of an event, and then they had the studio shoot.
Like,
his mom said, "Hey, I need you to fly home."
He booked a plane ticket to go back home to take a photo.
Okay. Like, so he was just there through the day and came back the same day, stayed overnight, made it a weekend.
I think he made it a weekend trip, yeah.
So I flew to Chicago to see my brother Kevin and his family. He's got three kids. My brother Rich went with his daughter. At the time, we only had Dean, so Amanda and I went, my mom and dad went, and then my cousins and my aunt went to Chicago just for a family, like, it all worked out, let's all get together. And we all had to bring a black shirt and, like, regular blue jeans for a family picture.
There you go.
But we didn't go there specifically for the picture.
It just worked out.
We were told, like, after everybody's like, we can do that date, let's all go party and hang out. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, let's just take a picture while we're out there. Does that count?
It was a trap.
No. Kind of.
No, because you were there for other reasons. You didn't fly there just for a family portrait. Which, by the way, I can imagine, Loren, when your son Cashton moves away, you're totally going to be forcing this kid, like, every quarter to come back for seasonal photos.
Yeah, 100%.
And like, Loren's photos in her house are too legit. Like, it looks like, you
they're
know,
airbrushed.
Yeah, you
like,
know, like,
we have themes.
You have themes, and, like, whenever you go to Target and you're shopping for a picture frame, you know the stock photo? That's what, like, Loren's photos look like. It's way too modeled well. Like, there's some photos where they're not smiling. They're just giving sexy faces. And I'm not kidding.
Loren's photos are used as the stock photos across stores and across countries.
We just did sunflower photos over the summer. And I was like, okay, everyone's going to wear white. And boys, you can wear jeans. But, like, there was no, like, hey, let me know what you're going to wear. It was like, this is the theme. here's what you'll wear.
So
pick something nice out.
Roy, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. When Sterling flies back for the photo shoot, he's there what, Friday, Saturday?
Comes back Sunday.
Comes back Sunday, photo shoot Saturday. How did it go?
He says, well.
Did he go under protest or was he okay with it?
I mean, we were busy here, so I don't know if I'd say he went under protest. We just had a lot going on, but he just went up late Friday. He didn't get there Friday until like 10 p.m., did his thing Saturday, and then he was back in Charlotte Sunday by noon.
That's a Kardashian move. You're right.
He literally flew up, took a photo, and flew back.
Is he going to get a copy of it?
I hope. I hope he gets a copy. I want a dang copy for the house.
Does he see it the way you see it? Like, you know, small town Roy would never do this with his family.
I don't know. I was giving him a lot of crap for it, sending him Kardashian gifs.
You better get used to it, buddy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Brent, name some things the Kardashians are known for doing, because Roy just mentioned that his partner Sterling did a Kardashian move. What did he do, Roy?
He went back to his home state of New Jersey to take a family portrait, and he was only gone for like a day.
Specifically flew to New Jersey, not to see family, not to do like a family reunion or celebrate something, specifically for the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad wanted a picture. They needed all kids on deck. So they go back. And I get what Roy's saying. That's kind of a Kardashian type thing.
Yeah.
What are some other Kardashian things? Because you know what we need to do? We need to talk about when our families pull the Kardashian move.
Okay. I mean, I think like shutting down restaurants.
For
your family. Like if you rented the whole restaurant out so that other people couldn't go.
That's okay. A good one.
Let's see.
What about vacationing together?
Oh, like big vacations?
It's impossible to get everybody together, but our friend Mark, who works in our digital department, said that he and his whole family, 30 people, all went on a cruise together.
Yeah.
I don't know how they coordinate everybody, Roy.
Me neither. Oh. Maybe flying somewhere just for the night to party or to go to dinner.
Or what if you have so many family members, like the whole plane is you guys.
Oh my gosh.
Just your family. Like you book a commercial flight and it's on one of them little small little regional hoppers.
This is right. This is all great stuff. And by the way, we're not talking about the super rich. It's just like something worked, everything lined up right, and you ended up pulling a move that the rich and famous do with your family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When did you become a Kardashian? Like, when did your family pull a Kardashian move? 704-570-9595. We did the restaurant one once.
You did?
Yeah, well, it wasn't even for, like, an event. My dad went to this restaurant all the time, and we went in there, and nobody was there. It was, like, kind of empty on, like, a Tuesday night. So they sent pretty much everybody home, and me and my three brothers and my mom and my dad and I were the only ones there. But they basically, like, locked the door. They fed us, locked the door, and they had to unlock the door to let us out.
And it was really late at night?
No!
I'm more concerned about this restaurant.
Right?
No, it was just so weird, Roy. I'll never forget it. I mean, I was probably 10.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, we're the only ones in here. They sent the other waitresses home. You know what? It was supposed to storm that night, like snow.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
people were kind of off the road.
Okay.
In New Jersey. But yeah, we were the only ones there. They locked the door. The chef came out and like sat with us.
That's cool.
Kind of Kardashian-like, right?
We just got a DM that my family's overly supportive for everyone. The entire family goes out to even cousins' plays at schools.
Oh, my. Oh, okay, yeah.
So like where everyone, and that is such a Kardashian
thing,
where they always go to like each other's events.
Yeah.
Everyone rolls deep. We look like a Kardashian crew last Friday at Queen Park Social. Like, it was like all of our, like all of us, and then our families, like it was like a big crew that we rolled in there with for our Rap Party podcast.
What's the most Kardashian thing your family has done? 704-570-9595.
A text message from 704 said, I'm from where Roy lives and the family portraits are unheard of.
Yeah, there's no studios. There's no photography from where I'm from.
And then on the flip side, somebody else said, my family's first professional photo is when I was 9. I'm now 59 and we still do them every 10 years. My brother and sisters fly in from all over Georgia just for this.
Oh, I don't know. That's awful. You would see the age progression every decade.
Listen,
I hate that.
I'm doing it every year. So you're really going to see changes, but it's fun because I can already see like how much cash is changing.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What's the most Kardashian thing your family has done? 704-570-9595.
So funny. Somebody said they lived in Australia. They went to college there and they got homesick. So the entire family flew to Australia for 2 days and then flew back home.
You'd be on the plane longer than right? you were in that actual place.
That's kind of a Kardashian thing.
That is. Let's talk with Chelsea and Charlotte. Hey, Chelsea.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing really well. So what's the most Kardashian thing your family has done?
So my family, part of us live in North Carolina, some live in Oregon, and the rest live in California. So we all coordinate to fly down to Cabo on the same day, and we stay there for a week.
Nice.
Oh, it's so Kardashian.
And how many how many people go?
I want to say about 10 to 12. It varies because sometimes friends get roped into doing it, too. Not my friends because we're all poor. But, like, like the adult friends get to come, too. But I want to say last year there was maybe about 14 people.
Yeah, that is
but
so
coming
awesome.
From all over. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love when my whole family gets together. Like my, because I have a cousin who's basically like my sister. She's an only child in on my mom's side, and she's married with two kids. And then when my brother from Chicago gets together, we have such a blast, you know. But we couldn't coordinate everybody to go to Cabo. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, no, this is last year was the first time like my mom, my sister, and I actually got invited. So usually it's like a bunch of other siblings that get to go. But finally, we've been invited, so we get to go again. That was actually 2 years ago, so we'll get to go again this year. So it's something that everybody kind of works on. And
Chelsea Jenner over here.
Seriously.
I wish.
Listen, I went on vacation with my mom and her boyfriend, and I mean this with peace and love, but just coordinating four people and what they wanted to do with four very different ideas of what vacation should be. I the thought of my entire family going on vacation together gives me hives.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely some strong personalities and, like, people butt heads, and that's just where you kind of just grab a drink and just sit back and be like, okay, I mean, I'm here. So.
Grab a drink. Cocktail fixes everything.
Yeah, it's true.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Oh, my gosh. So we just got a text message from 704 that says, my family rented out an amusement park in Texas for no other reason than my father hates long lines, but he was also retiring.
Wow.
Did you see the text message that came through from someone who said, my mom works for the airlines and she uses her flight benefits to the fullest? She'll fly to another city for her girlfriends for lunch and then fly back on the same day.
That's a cool move.
Yeah.
That's a Kardashian move.
But then you're risking standby, right? Because if...
Yeah, I guess. But okay. Maybe she doesn't have to work the next day. So the worst case scenario, she goes and crashes at her friend's place in the other city.
Okay, so Allegiant flies from here to Fort Lauderdale. And my girlfriend doesn't know. And I don't think she's listening. But her 50th birthday is in a couple weeks. And I'm literally flying down just for the night to go to her party. And then
so
flying
Kardashian.
Back the next day.
So Kardashian.
Cost me $80.
Loren Jenner.
Lorenner. All right. 704-570-9595.
Loren Jenner, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Miley Cyrus, she was hospitalized. I'll tell you why and who's taking care of her to nurse her back to health. I'm sure you can take a guess. It's all coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So Miley Cyrus, she was recently hospitalized for a case of tonsillitis. Now, Roy, you know how bad tonsillitis is.
I get it all the time.
You get something beyond
all
tonsillitis.
I have doctors look in my throat and go, oh, no.
That's always good to hear.
He gets streptococcus.
Yeah. I think it's tonsillitis.
Yeah, I think that's the same thing. Oh, yeah. No, maybe not.
Yeah.
Because if you have strep, you can have strep without having tonsillitis.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's the next level up.
Yeah, he really does.
His tonsils are removed and he still gets tonsillitis.
I remember the day they went to pick out the tonsil stones. That's a thing. You could have stones back there.
Literally like thought bling? That was so made up when he came in and said, I have tonsil stones. I was like, that's not even a real thing, Roy.
Nope, there's stones back there.
I was like, I can assure you it is. Would you like to see them? Yeah, I actually would.
So Miley has Cody Simpson by her side?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He is taking care of her, of course. She posted on social media, the doctor is back, with a picture of them and Cody playing the guitar for her.
Aww. So stupid.
I didn't know that he knew how to play the guitar.
She's so upset about the breakup of Liam.
I am. All right. Kevin Hart is back to work.
Oh, good.
After his car accident. So Him and his co-stars for Jumanji are working on a marketing campaign right now, and his doctors gave him the go-ahead to return to work, which is really nice. Glad to see that he is on the mend as well.
Hmm.
Now, we mentioned that it is 10 years since Jim and Pam walked down the aisle and tied the knot on The Office, and a lot of people may not know that that episode may have gone very differently. The episode director came out and said that he had originally planned for Pam's ex-boyfriend Roy, the bad boy, to ride into the church on a horse to object to the nuptials, and that at some point during the episode he was going to have Dwight get on the horse and ride into the falls while the wedding was happening. This would happen in the background. But he said when it came to the table read, the entire cast and the actors all yelled at him for trying to ruin Pam and Jim's wedding with a horse.
Mm.
Yeah. Coldplay is got new music coming out. Now, this is interesting because they are doing an experimental album, which I cannot wait to hear what an experimental album is. And then they are also going to be releasing a mainstream album as well.
I think Harry Styles did kind of like an experimental album.
Yeah, I would say like every Coldplay sounds the same and this album's not.
And it's kind of like doesn't fit a genre. Like one song doesn't sound like the next. Doesn't sound like the next. Yeah.
I feel like Justin Timberlake kind of did that with his last album too.
Yep.
It was a little like something you'd never heard before.
Man of the Woods?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. All right. I got a what Lauren likes for you if you are a traveler.
All right. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody get? What does Lauren like?
So I found an anti-tangling jewelry case. And it looks kind of like a...
Thank God.
It looks kind of like a weight. You know, it's got like two caps or a bone, I guess. But it'll keep your necklaces from getting tangled, your bracelets from getting tangled. And you can just throw it in your bag after you clasp the necklace, wrap it around, and then reclasp it again. It'll never get tangled when you throw it in your bag and you're a traveler. I know a lot of people travel for work, so maybe that'll help someone out there.
Cool.
Yeah. Have that information for you up at kiss951.com.
Hey, we found an article that said what makes a great neighbor. And they're really, really cool things. And you might live in a neighborhood where your neighbors are awesome. I'm lucky. I love my neighbors. But then there's other people who are going to hear this article and hear the list of things that make a good neighbor and go, ugh, I live in between two people that are the opposite of this. We're going to discuss and talk about bad neighbors coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, that's Usher. And we are the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. What makes a good neighbor? I think I was a great neighbor. I had a neighbor that was coughing up a storm in the middle of the night, and I went to go offer him NyQuil.
Well, that also benefited you.
Right, because he was keeping me up.
You also had somebody knock on your door randomly on a Sunday night at like 2 a.m. asking for a beer, and you woke up, handed them a beer.
Right.
And then questioned later whether or not the person was 21.
Well, listen, I'm not a bar. You know, I'm not gonna ID at the door. So according to a new poll, they found that what makes a good neighbor is someone that maintains a clean yard.
Lorraine, is that you?
Yes.
You just moved in. Let's see if this fits you.
Yep.
Maintains a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Is quiet.
Yeah. I mean, we have the occasional party.
Yeah. Lorraine and I, we were looking at some houses in a neighborhood, and with the moment we stepped outside from looking at this house, we heard some dude just banging on some drums.
I mean, he was jamming out. I was like, I'm pretty sure this is a ploy to get somebody not to move into that house. Like, he just waits for somebody to look at it.
All right, they're getting here, and they're getting out of the car. Start playing. It's like somebody in the family doesn't want to sell the house.
Yeah. Friendly to pets.
That's big, too.
Yeah, it's huge.
If you're not friendly to pets, you shouldn't even be a human. I don't trust you, and I think you're an awful individual.
Well, maybe people just don't stop down to, like, see your dog or something, you know.
So, like, remember the neighbor that moved out next to me and didn't say goodbye, and I was a little hurt? And, like, not only did they move, but they moved to, like, Portugal?
Yeah.
Well, so new people moved in, and they have two dogs. And the dogs are really nice and really friendly, but they don't have a fence up. So the dogs, when they let them out, the dogs sometimes wander around the neighborhood, but they're really nice. But I know that, like, you know, some neighbors are nervous because they just don't know the dogs because the family just moved in.
Hmm,
you know what I mean? So
I feel like people are responsible enough where they know. But, I mean, how about this move? I don't even know. My neighbors to the right of us, I can't remember his and hers name, but I know their dog's name is Thor. Like, I know the dog's name.
Right. The last thing, what makes a good neighbor is something that I fail at and I'm I've never been good at it. Does things for other neighbors. I don't know if I would say I'm good at that.
Like take your trash cans in.
Yeah, I'll never really go out of my way.
I'm lucky. Again, out in Waxhaw, I live in a little cul-de-sac. There's like five of us that are really tight. We would do anything for each other, whether it's help someone cut a tree down or...
Yeah, you do have a really tight-knit community down there.
But, you know, I guess where I live in an apartment, what more could you really do for your neighbor besides shut up?
Well, hold on a second. Now let's go back to something.
Okay.
Remember when that woman asked you to help? You had hurt your leg. And the woman asked you to help carry groceries up to her apartment. And you didn't want to say no. You were being a good neighbor. But then you told her after you did one trip, you're like, sorry, I can't help you anymore.
Yeah, I did. She got one out of me, and that's it.
I was
on a boot. What more did she want?
You're like, I'm not committing to all afternoon. I'll help you with one load.
You got one load, and that helped to get you in. Now you need to go take the rest of the trips. I didn't sign up.
Didn't she say, I'll leave the door open if you go back down?
Yeah, she's like, I'll start putting them up if you bring them in.
I can't remember. What? Did you just ghost, or did you actually say, like, I got
to
go?
I told her I had to go. I told her how to go.
The half helper.
Yeah. She's like, I'll start putting them up. What? I have to go back out to your car and then come back into your... No.
And I got a boot.
Yeah. I was injured. You got a boot. That was bull crap. I've never seen her again, by the way.
She'd probably avoid you.
Yep. I've never seen her again.
But everybody knows about you, the half helper. Don't ask Roy for anything. He'll halfway help. Because, you know, they left the boot out.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah, he brought three bags in, complained the whole time.
That's Roy. Without saying that you have a fractured foot.
Yeah.
All right. We want to know this. We just found out what makes a good neighbor. Well, we got to know this, you guys, and I'm sure the list is long, but why did you or do you live next to a neighbor who sucks?
704-570-9595.
This is good for Loren, who's just moved into a new neighborhood.
Yep.
She could be aware.
My buddy Buford had a neighbor that loved fireworks way too much. Constantly firing those bad boys off. Not for a holiday, just like a bunch of friends on a Saturday night getting together, being rowdy, shooting off explosion and fireworks.
Hey, question. Do I need to invite my neighbors to Cash's birthday party this weekend?
That's a
whole other thing, yeah.
Really? I don't really know any of them, though.
Well, this is a good time to get to know them. Do you have enough food?
I don't know. Well, I didn't account for 12 other people.
That's an oldie.
By the way, I love the display. Loren, that you're doing for Cash's birthday party.
Yeah, we're not doing fireworks at Cash's birthday party.
Also, all the kids are screaming. Can't handle the noise.
I love the deep ones.
All right, 704-570-9595. If you got a bad neighbor, we got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Roy, you just gave us a list of what makes a good neighbor.
Yes, and so now we want to hear from you. What's a bad neighbor?
Lots and lots of text messages are coming through. We'll read some of those. We've got DMs coming through to @TheMRLShow on Insta. This is Lindsay Roy.
Hi, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell us about your bad neighbor.
Okay, so just kind of a background. My husband, he's very giving. I was telling him earlier, he will help anybody. And we lived on a block where there were a lot of single mothers.
That's nice.
So he would always, you know, take their trash cans up for them. He would tell them to close their garage doors. Well, there was an older neighbor in her 70s next door. She was single, and he started, you know, helping her, you know, take her groceries in, you know, help her just any little thing in the garden, in the yard, cut the grass, whatever. Well, it kind of started getting to the point to she was texting him all the time that she needed help. And it kind of got weird because she needed help at different random times, like really late in the evening. She texted him at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, can you come hang a TV for me? And he's like, what? This is crazy.
The 70-year-old is trying to get your man.
Yes. That point. So she kind of stopped talking to me. I just kind of was getting annoyed with it. You know, I'm all for go help people, but it just kind of, she was starting to just kind of want too much of his help.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
So she has a cat, and the cat was an indoor, outdoor, free roaming cat. Well, the cat was pooping on my front door.
You think she sent the cat to poop on your front door? That's what I think, Lindsay. I think that she... train the cat to go, you want to let your husband come over and help me?
We'll have the cat, kitty cat poo poo. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Watch this.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Tinkles, head over and poop on the front step.
All right, Haley and Indian Trail, welcome to the Main Roy in the Room Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Tell us about that bad neighbor.
Okay, so I'll start off by saying I live in a cul-de-sac, too, and all of our neighbors are awesome, except this one person who lives across the street. Our neighbors will get together and do block parties, like, every single year for Memorial Day, and it's been going on for over 10 years now. And her kids would come out and play at the block party, go on the water slides, eat burgers and salads and everything. And then as soon as they'd go inside around like 8 or 9 o'clock, the cops would be called. And we know it's her. It's always been her. And she's called every single year. She calls on every single party we have. I actually had a Mary Kay party at my house. And she called the cops on my Mary Kay party.
What?
That's hilarious.
One of my neighbors said, you're the only person in the world who's probably gotten the cops called on them for a Mary Kay party.
That's hilarious.
She broke up my book club, y'all.
Selling makeup gets crazy.
That sucks. Yeah. You know what I don't like about that, Haley and Indian Trail, is that you said that her kids come over and use all the stuff that you guys have set up, but then she's going to call the cops when they come in.
That's it. Well, yeah. That's what blows our mind. And she's always been like that. She's always just like, you know, she'll flick my brother off whenever she's pulling up in her driveway. Like, I don't know what her problem is. Her husband.
You see, do you live next to Cardi B?
Yeah, right? Like, lashes of outrage.
Flicked off by the neighbor.
Give some young kid the finger. She's an adult.
What do you do, like, when your neighbor just flicks you off? Like, do you confront that? I'd be like, what? What is that for?
I get flicked off from time to time about driving, and I laugh every time. Yeah. It's so funny to me to get flicked off. Someone's so angry that finger.
I will say, in some neighborhoods that are really tight, and there's one neighbor like that who's like kind of the odd neighbor out, that neighbor, no matter what they do, will never be okay. In other words, like, so she calls the cops. Now anything that happens, whether it's true or not, all the neighbors are going to pile on and think it's true.
Right.
So if like there's, and I'm not saying that she didn't flip off the son, but I'm just saying that there's no chance that they wouldn't believe that that didn't happen. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
And I love that she has an awesome marketing ploy for these Mary Kay parties. Like, I would go to a Mary Kay party if someone told me it was so crazy last time and the cops got called. I'd be like, what?
Welcome to the National Convention for Mary Kay. And the award for best party goes to Haley in Indian Trail, North Carolina. She had the cops called on her party. Yeah,
too much lipstick sold there.
Yeah, she's in Vegas at the National Convention. Yeah. Goes across the stage.
Let's talk with Samantha in Concord. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So your mom has a bad neighbor. What happens?
So apparently our neighbor, we used to live there, but I'm older now. She gets very upset if you park in front of her house on the public street. Like, you're not blocking her driveway. You're not blocking her mailbox. And we only do it about twice a year because, of course, we use our driveway. And, like, for instance, my mom was, like, 9 months pregnant, and we went on a camping trip for my birthday. I was 16 at the time. And she got mad. She came over and tried to fight my mom, who's 9 months pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
And every time someone parks there, she comes over. So we told her to start calling the cops and stop coming on our property. And the cops pretty much told her, there's nothing you can do. It's a public street.
Right.
So then,
good thing I don't turn around in her driveway. My argument from yesterday, she'd come after me.
Oh, yeah. And then so soon she started, she has a party every year on 4th of July. She would park her cars. My mom lives in one of those cookie cutter villages where they all look the same.
Yeah.
And the lady would start having her guests pull through our yard into her yard to park and then also pull the cars through the between the houses.
Yeah, but if you ever did that to her, she'd go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not fair. Thanks, Samantha. Crazy. That's awful. I hate neighbors like that. Double standard neighbors, we call them, Roy.
Yeah.
704 said, my neighbors are such rednecks. They're constantly burning stuff. I'm so confused as they have so much stuff to burn, capital letters, all the time.
Oh, you can find things to burn. I come from those neck of the woods. And it's fun. I don't know why, but you would just look at it.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Watch it burn.
Grab your beer, watch it burn.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Hey, coming up after 9... We kind of got into this earlier this morning when we were talking about, like, not living the Kardashian lifestyle, but we were talking about it came up that like people live in vacation towns. Like if your town is known for a vacation destination, you hated living there. We got so many text messages from people that moved down here from Vermont.
Yeah.
Vermont constantly wins like nicest state of the, you know, in all these tops lists is the best place to live. Yet people say they're moving out of Vermont. We're going to discuss this coming up after 9 with
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Before we get into the conversation about living in a vacation town and you hated it, because I know somebody who lived in Cancun and had to move out of there because they hated
it. Because
it
was too rowdy?
I'll explain in one sec, Loren. But yesterday we were talking just around this time about my wife, Amanda, said that you should never turn around in a stranger's driveway. That it's inconsiderate. And basically she was like, you would be mad if someone turned around in our driveway. And I said jokingly, I probably would have been like, whoa, what's this guy doing or girl doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I turned around in the driveway and Amanda was like, no. You go and do a 3-point turn in the street or turn around in a cul-de-sac. You don't just go into someone's driveway and back out. We put up a poll yesterday and a lot of people disagreed and said it's perfectly fine to turn around in someone's driveway.
Right.
We also got a tweet to at the MRL show. From Danielle Koser. You guys know Danielle Koser?
Yes.
Who is Danielle Koser?
She's married to Nick Koser.
Nick Koser, the local meteorologist who has gone viral worldwide because of his killer dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle Koser reached out to at the MRL show on Twitter and says, I once had a gun pulled on us for doing this, and it was on Easter Sunday. Do not turn around in a stranger's driveway.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm.
We almost didn't have Nick, our dancing weatherman, for turning around in someone's driveway.
Really? That
on
bad?
Easter? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on in your life that you're pulling a gun on somebody on Easter?
Well, the church was rough.
Oh, my God.
A rough day.
You know, a lot of people are very unhappy that Jesus left us. Get angry. Pull the gun.
Mm.
But so, Loren, we were talking earlier this morning, and somehow we got onto the conversation about people moving down here, and somebody called in and said that they moved down from Vermont.
Mm-hmm. We had a couple people that said they moved from Vermont.
Right. After she came on the air and said that she moved down from Vermont to Charlotte, Roy, you asked why. Because Vermont's a beautiful, beautiful state. It always gets on top of the list of top places to live and best states to, you know, to live. But she moved out of Vermont. And then mm-hmm. It got us thinking, like, you know what? What's beautiful to some people to vacation in isn't always beautiful to live there.
Sure.
And it might blow your mind to hear, but that's what we want to know at 704-570-9595. Did you live in a vacation town and hated it? Because it's hard for us to understand. So I dated someone who lived in Cancun who moved from Cancun to California with her family because the family hated the vacationers.
Yeah, I'd say so.
They hated the tourist
town.
Anything
that's a tourist hole would be very annoying.
So we lived in Fort Lauderdale, obviously, and I pretty much grew up there, so I loved it. But Dallas has a different view of South Florida than I do, and he likes it for about 6 months out of the year, and then for the other 6 months when all the snowbirds come down, traffic is really slow. Everything is crowded. It just moves at a different pace. Everyone's like mean, and he hates it during that period of time, which is why we ended up moving out of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah,
essentially.
So for people in Florida and warm weather cities like Phoenix and even Tucson, see, I lived in Tucson, but Loren, it's the opposite for you because you guys loved it in the summer with the parties and stuff. Then all of a sudden the winter came and everybody.
I love Fort Lauderdale all year round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. In Tucson, I lived in a apartment.
Okay.
That was one half apartment and one half resort villages. And with the apartment, I got once a week maid service that would come in, change out my towels.
Wow.
But I'm telling you, it wasn't expensive. I lived in a town called Oro Valley in Tucson. Look it up. I mean, it's outside of outside. To be dead honest with you, they filmed Biodome about 5 miles from where I lived.
Okay. So they needed something to bring people in.
Well, it's just out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not that big of a deal. But people loved Tucson. They loved to come there for the golf. Oprah would go to the resorts there. Celebrities would go to resorts in Tucson. But you know what they do? They leave. And to live in Tucson, for me, I didn't like it.
Okay.
The sun was like right on top of you at all times. Everything was brown. It looked like the background of the Roadrunner. Rock, cactus, plant, rock cactus plant.
And it's brown because grass would die. Is that why?
Yeah, and everybody has gravel instead of grass.
Yeah,
but like the Target was brown. The Albertsons grocery store was brown. It was all the Adobe style.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would love it, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And yet when you tell people that you don't like Tucson, they're like, what?
Right. All right, let's talk with Jessica in Fort Mill. Welcome to the Mania Roy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
So I moved from Miami to Fort Mill, which was a crazy move. But Miami was too crowded, and there was just too much ratchet down there, man. I got pregnant, and then we're like, you know what? Where do we want to raise our child? Because here in Miami, it was, I mean, over there was fun and the party and wildlife and young, but Fourth of July was crazy crowded, drunks everywhere. You could not go anywhere without having it sort of like a peaceful family, you know?
And you're saying downtown Fort Mill is not like that?
Oh, not at all. I mean, downtown Fort Mill is a little boring, but I'm around like Charlotte most of the time.
Right, yeah.
So it's a good medium, but Miami was just too ratchet, too wild, too much drunk, and we've had enough of that.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks for the phone call. Actually, downtown Fort Mill is on the rise, you know, building and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like downtown Waxhaw, isn't it?
A lot of people are moving down there.
Yeah. Yeah. That shows up on one of the cities. That's a great place to live in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we'll hear from anybody who moved from Hawaii.
Yeah. How could you move away from paradise?
How could you?
I don't know. But somebody would probably be like, you know what? It was too much. I couldn't take the nice weather all the time.
You know what? It's probably expensive to live there because everything has to be imported in and
I mean, it makes sense. Like, if you live near a beach, you're like, I never go to the beach because it's always there.
Isn't that a real kick in the pants? You live at the beach, but you work at a factory 5 miles away, and you're never at the beach.
Yeah.
Oh, it's torture.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.